hooray for Hollywood. That's groovy ballyhooey Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. Where any barmaid can be a star mate if she dances with or without a tan. Hooray for Hollywood. When you're terrific if you're even good. Where everyone at all from TV Flassy to Monroe's Dassy is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood, and let me just say, Matt, hooray for holidays. Matt Dillmore and Matt Alsberg, it's the Pussyfoot Holiday Show for 2009. We're with Blake Everett, Blake at the Movies, and Blake, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to y'all as well.
Plans for the holiday season this year?
Yes, I'm going home to Virginia to see my folks for the first time for Christmas in 2 years.
Blake, I do want to give you an opportunity before we get into your review. The film that you saw this month was?
The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Directed by?
Terry Gilliam.
Now, again, before you get into the Parnassus review, last year you hipped people to a little DVD called Jeff Dunham's Country Christmas, which, Matt, that's Jeff Dunham. Is he just a comedian or?
Comedian slash ventriloquist, and I think he also manufactures those puppets himself.
Does he make those?
I think those are handcrafted.
Yes, he does. On one of his videos, he actually has a behind the scenes where you see him making the Billy Bob, the white trailer trash guy, and it's fascinating to see how these puppets were created. And I still will say right now, if you want a good laugh, put in old Jeff Dunham's Christmas, and you will laugh. It's still hilarious.
Can we get an Ahmed? Can we get a real quick Ahmed? Thank you, Blake. Thank you, Blake. But who do you want to shout out this year? What film?
I just saw that it recently got released on DVD, and I watched it. And everyone knows of the 1951 A Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim. Well, MGM just recently released Volume 1 and Volume 2 of their holiday classics. And on Volume 1, a long overdue, delayed film.
You've been bitching about it for a number of holiday seasons.
Yes. Is A Christmas Carol from 1938 with Gene Lockhart and with Reginald Owen playing Scrooge. And it is absolutely fantastic. Terry Kilburn plays Tiny Tim. What a marvelous talent this kid was.
And a lot of people, film historians, consider the Reggie Owen Scrooge to be the definitive Scrooge.
Well, a lot of them do. It's always been a battle between Reginald Owen and Alistair Sim. Me, personally, I like them both equally. They're both heartfelt.
Wait a minute. Cut the bull crap, all right? This is the holidays.
Yeah.
Take a stand. Which one? Who are you going with? Reggie or Alistair?
Okay, I'm going with Reggie.
All right. That's what we...
But I got to say this real quick.
Yeah.
If you're going to see A Christmas Carol, rent or buy those two. The movie at the theater with Jim Carrey, forget it. Save your money and donate it to a nice charity.
Now, listeners have tuned in this month in particular to hear your follow-up Christmas Carol review. Last year, of course, Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood film. I believe you set it to Frosty the Snowman. Is that correct, Matt?
Yep, Frosty the Snowman.
So, Blake, what have you whipped up for Dr. Parnassus this year?
Well, I thought I'd do something a little tantalizing this year. I mean, for a film like Dr. Parnassus, I think it needs to be tantalized. So I sought out Eartha Kitt. You remember her as the Catwoman from Batman. And we're going to do Santa Baby in the version of Terry Baby.
Wow. So shouting out, directly speaking to Terry Gilliam.
No, Terry Kilburn from A Christmas Carol.
No.
I already did that joke, Blake.
No, Blake.
Okay.
No, Blake.
No, Terry Gilliam.
All right. I think potentially, listeners, we are about to listen to the new gold standard in vocal performance. Mr. Blake Everett, nay, Blake Clark, with Terry Baby. Blake, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, guys. And to all the listeners, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Maestro.
Terry
sorry, baby. You've been a master of fantasy for me. Time Bandit, Fisher King, Brazil Terry, baby. You've done it once again, you auteur. Terry, honey, your tale is of a Faustian deal, so real. A pact with Beelzebub, your film, baby. Examine choosing wrong over right. Lily Cole, adequate, not the best. The part too much for this ginger actress. Matt and Match, trouser snakes, don't agree. They spent the whole movie staring at double D's. Terry, honey, Plumber played a wonderful sage. He's crazed. Parnassus sure liked to drink. Terry, baby, I sympathize with his magic plight. Terry, cutie, Tom Waits portrayed the Dark Lord spot on. And how? Pencil mustache like Oki. Terry, baby, your wife produced a cinema treat. Terry, baby, friend Troy, your brings the comic relief. He's chic. Even donning blackface. Terry, cutie, and NAACP on your case. The late Heath Ledger, that great Aussie. His final film might R.I.P. Good on Colin, Jude, and Johnny for completing this film after he's OD. Terry, baby, forgot to mention one thing. Rating. I don't mean PG-13. Terry, baby, Parnassus 7 Pussy Delight.
Blake 7 Pussy Delight. Youngin's Delight.